5th to the 7th. October 5th to the 7th. They're doing a couple dates at the Horseshoe Tavern. So check out the Horseshoe Tavern for more information. Three nights. That's crazy. Gotta love that. Let's see. What else we got on the go here? Jacob Moo is going to be performing Sunday, October 3rd at 3 p.m. at the Casbah Patio. So you might want to go check that out. I love Jacob. I love his covers. I love what he does on his Moon at Noon and all the other stuff, man. The guy's really super good. All right, and we got... Oh, Carolyn Wiles is performing at Stonewalls. On, let's see, when is she performing? Saturday, October 2nd, is an 8 o'clock show. So go check out Stonewalls. She also have her friends, Bob Deutsch, Mike McCurdy, and Andrew Aldridge on the bill as well. So what we should do is play a couple tracks from each of these artists. What do you say? Grapes of Wrath, one of their big, big hits back in the day. They were like a 80s, early 90s, well, for sure, early 90s, late 90s was their peak, but I believe it was the late 80s that they came out of the Vancouver scene. So we'll spin the track, You May Be Right, the U.S. version, which is one of my favorite ones. There's like a lot of the tracks I wanted to play, but I've always liked this one. Caroline Wiles with... her track, her new one that she recorded at Grant Avenue, which kind of makes sense since Bob Deutsch, who's one of the owners of Grant Avenue, is on the bill. The track Grateful. And this super huge song that I've always covered that I always loved of Jacob Moon. He was a big Rush fan. He's been honored by, he's played some Rush tributes and all the other fun stuff. So here's him performing on the top of the Staircase Theater roof. Subdivisions, Rush. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
Sprawling on the fringes of the city in geometric order, an insulated border in between the bright lights and the far unlit unknown. Somewhere to relax their restless flight.
walls, in the shopping malls, conform or be cast out, in the basement bars, in the backs of cars, be cool, be cast out, be cool, be cast out. Will the escape might help to soothe the unattractive truth, but the suburbs have no charms to soothe the restless dreams.
The good old Canadiana music that we love, Creeps of Wrath from back in the day. You may be right. They'll be performing October 5th and 7th through October 5th and 7th at the Horseshoe Tavern in Tirana. Google up Horseshoe Tavern for tickets and all the other fun information. Rhythm Riders, they're actually playing this weekend. Of course, I say this weekend, and this show airs on September, like a later date in September and October. So... but they're actually playing a coffee house, Ward 4, called the Ward 4 Coffee House. And I'm going to have to go down and check it out. I like the fact that there's a new venue. Well, new venue. I guess they were booking stuff before, but everything's like acoustic, that sort of vibe. So I might want to make a little trip down there, and you too as well. Rhythm Riders will be performing, or just will be playing there as I'm recording this thing. And they're also going to come up at the Casbah. So you can find out more information. They'll be playing the Casbah Main Hall. It's that whole reggae feel. They've been around, I don't know, 15 years, 17 years. I'm guesstimating at that. I just seen those guys around for so many years and different bands, that sort of thing. But this is their mainstay band, the guys in the Rhythm Riders. So Mike Sajak. Not Mike Sajak. Oh, Rajak. Oh, I said Mike Sajak. This guy I used to work with years ago at the MSA. God rest his soul. Rhythm Riders will be performing October 1st, Friday. Go to the Casbah website to grab yourself some tickets. And, of course, make sure you bring some ID and the whole vaccination passport thing that they're talking about. And don't give people grief at the door. Everyone's just following the rules so we can move forward. You know what I mean, man? Cut everyone just a little bit of slack. I think we need to cut everyone some slack. Just a little bit. We had that horrendous $610 million election for no apparent reason. We're trying to make sure that everyone's healthy. Let's just, you know, close out 2021 and maybe a bit of a high note. How about that? Like, there's some light at the end of the tunnel. So, two songs from Rhythm Riders for you. October 1st at the Casbah. What do we got lined up here, Smitty? You're going to hear Only Solution and John Music here on Steel City Music.
jam music feels all right. Don't give up, just stay with the fight.
possession. A face of judgment in the valley of decision. Cause every mission's got a face of possession. Can't stray from your vision. If you're losing your mind, all things change in time. Don't give up, don't give up, just stay with the fight. If you're losing your mind, all things change in time. Don't give up, don't give up, just stay with the fight. Frustration, yeah. Loving is the only solution. If you're losing your mind, all things change in time. Don't give up, don't give up, just stay with the fight. If you're losing your mind, all things change in time. Don't give up, don't give up, just stay with the fight. If you're losing your mind, all things change in time. Don't give up, don't give up, just stay with the fight.
Ah, a little bit of Rhythm Riders there for you. October 1st at the Casbah. Hit up their website for more information and tickets and all the other fun things. All right, there's a show coming up. Supercrawl's presenting it, of course. Dizzy, with special guest Hamilton's own Alice, will be performing on Friday, October 22nd. So that's coming up. It's a 7 o'clock door, 9 p.m. show. And Bridgeworks is located at 200 Caroline Street North here in Hamilton, Ontario. It's a 19-plus show, about $17.50. And then you put your HST on all the other nonsense, and you're looking at about a $23 ticket right there, you know, and change. So Dizzy is going to be performing, also Ellis opening up, of course. So we're going to spin a couple tracks from them. Also, I should remind you, if this is October 1st, as he's jumping around and looking at different stuff, I think there's like a dance party featuring the Command. Yeah, that's right. There's a 90s dance party with a band called the Commandos that's going to be performing at Absinthe Hamilton. And they're one of the other live music venues and DJ venues that have reopened. So you might want to go check them out. And that's happening at around 9, 10 o'clock at Absinthe Hamilton. Let me grab some info on that as he's clicking away. Yeah, DJ Party Jesus will be a part of it, and there'll be much dance, video screens, dancing, Commandos, yada yada yiddy. That sounds like a good time. So go check that out. Also, if you have any events, anything like that, get in touch with me. You can. It's really weird. My email is screwing up again, and I think it's time, folks. It's time for a new email, new website, new everything. So why don't we do this? Steel City SCM Graham on Instagram. Follow me there, DM me there, let me know what you're doing, and I'll announce it, that sort of stuff, or anything with your bands, that sort of stuff. Or on Facebook, I mean, we have the Facebook page and groups. So Steel City Music page, Steel City Music Facebook group, join up to that if you're on Facebook, and send me your info and your music and all the other fun stuff about your events and all the other fun stuff. Okay, maybe we can do an interview, or we can do a, you know, like whatever. Yeah, whatever. A live remote. That just crossed my mind. I'm like, a live remote. Yeah, that's right, Smith. Still in a pandemic and you're thinking about doing a live remote. It's just raining so hard right now, folks. I'm looking out the window and it's just raining and raining, and I feel like I'm in some sort of novel I don't want to be a part of. All right. Two tracks from Dizzy for you, and also some Ellis. Hell with Chastity. Dizzy with Sunflower, but starting things off, 10 p.m., Dizzy on Steel City Music.
Called you at 10, just to check in. broken heart does when I fling it to the ground. Save for the waning moon, there's no one else around. I know that I'm asleep when all my teeth come falling out, and all the walls come caving in. I make the jump from so high and wake up in my bed. The song stuck in my
the heat.
swear to God, if this was like live, if I was doing the show live like I was years ago, I would be in so much trouble. Because I'm all over the internet right now, grabbing stuff and clicking on stuff and freezing stuff. And the song's ending, I'm like going, oh, that's right. All right, wrapping up this hour on Steel City Music. I had a chance to chat with Leanne from Lucky's Barbecue. They're located over on 116 George Street. And the reason why I'm chatting with her is because it's a small business and I like to help promote people. But also they're going to become a live music venue. Well, they're going to dabble in it. Here's the chat. Check it out. You're listening to Steel City Music, folks. I am your host, of course, Gunner, and my next guest is Leanne Del Snyder. She has a owner, manager, operator, I guess, of Lucky's Barbecue on George Street. Welcome to Steel City Music, Leanne.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
This is a pre-record, and just to let everyone know beforehand, I was telling you that how much I love your last name because my last name is Smith, and you cannot get any more boring of a name than Smith. Maybe Jones or Brown, but you got like Del Snyder.
Yeah, it's Del Snyder.
Del Snyder. Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, it's a nice way to have to correct everyone you meet. So it's great.
So you're just going to go with Leanne, you think, from now on? Is that it?
That's it. Yeah, I'm like Madonna.
Okay. Well, Leanne, if you go and do media, you go on the air, you could just go with like Leanne. And I went with Gunner. My real name's Jamie. And it's like, no one takes Jamie serious as a name. Yeah. A Gunner sounds like I can do sports or be a douchebag UFC guy who sells t-shirts outside on the street on the corners of on the mountain.
You can do anything you want.
True.
Hey, it's your oyster.
It's nice to meet you. This was set up through a mutual friend of ours. Well, more of a friend for you. An acquaintance of mine, Max Ray.
Yeah,
he's the saddest singer-songwriter in all of Hamilton, really. You know, so
it's eligible bachelor.
Yeah, he puts that out there, and it's sad that he's abusing Tinder, but better to abuse Tinder than himself. Okay, so Leanne, I'm so glad I'm not using the visual portion of this Zoom call because your face just went all over the room. Tell us about Lucky's Barbecue Bar. Where are you guys located on?
So we're on George Street. We're 116 George Street, just right at the corner of Queen and George. We smoke our meat. We're a barbecue spot. We smoke on site. I'd say our brisket is probably our biggest draw.
Right.
We're new. We've kind of opened up throughout the pandemic, so it was a little bit of a slow start, but I think we're kind of finding our stride now. And just like another element of that is kind of making, bringing live music back to George Street.
Right. Because that's why we're chatting today, because Max said, hey, you know, Leanne over at Lucky's is thinking about opening up to live music at the place. And of course, him and I were always talking about stuff like that. Like, you know, during COVID, you just said, you know, you opened up during COVID and it was a slow start. And thank God we have all these. I mean, there's two ways looking at it. You know, we have these protocols and vaccinations, that sort of thing, for people to be safe, which is what everyone wants. But now we've opened up, I think it's like Wednesday now, where everyone needs their passport to get in, that sort of thing. And you're looking at launching live music on an organizational level. It looks like it's going to be a little tough on you. Yes or no?
I think it's one of those things that even with the limited capacity, we have to start somewhere. But my business partner, Tate, and I have both kind of said the whole time that, we can wait for all of this to be over, but what does that look like? What kind of world is that? So might as well just kind of do what we can now. Right. Even if only five people can be in the room, if it could be 20 people in the room, like might as well start somewhere, because then at least we've got some groundwork, we've got some footing, we understand how it looks. And actually, it's kind of easier to do it now. I mean, with smaller capacities, it's like not so scary to mess up, you know, if we can like figure some stuff out now. So
yeah,
we've just kind of been moving with the times.
I'm glad that you guys are broaching this, like are doing this as well, because there's just been so many businesses that have been opening and closing, and we end up losing culture and art and music, and we lose touch with that. So anyone that opens up a venue and does it safely, I think is great. you know, it's rebuilding.
It's been wonderful. Like past couple months, we've had a couple live acts in, and we've done it all on the patio. So it's been super safe. Our staff felt really good about it. It'll be a little bit of a challenge once we have to kind of move things indoors. We don't know what that looks like yet, but I mean, we'll get to that bridge. we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
The max that you can hold is about 20 or 30 people in your in the size of the room?
20 inside, yeah.
20 inside.
So, I mean, that's not awful. And no. It's a start for sure.
With a venue that size, it's going to be a small vocal PA. And there could be a possibility of you guys doing like a DJ night, that sort of thing, if it's only 20 people.
Yeah, I mean, the vibe we're kind of going for is more, even like with the music we play, we kind of stick to like country, like a bit of rock, just kind of trying to stay away from a lot of like, you know, the top 40 and like a lot of pop music. We feel like, you know, people that come in and eat some barbecue probably want to listen to like rock music. So that's sort of the vibe we're going with, but I mean, it changes by the day. If you see someone walk in who wants to listen to pop music, like we're not going to not put pop music on.
Yeah, right.
Definitely trying to keep with like rock and country and stuff like that.
So at this point now, just due to the size, it's just going to be an acoustic act, that sort of thing. And when I say acoustic, two players, three players at the most up in front of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Can you tell us how to get a hold of you? Because musicians listen to this and I share this stuff all the time. So
yeah,
to send them your way, how do we get a hold of you?
Best way to get a hold of me is through Instagram. I run the Lucky's Instagram account, but also Leanne at village-hospitality.ca. I'm always available and we're always like looking for new people to come in and join acts and join shows and things like that. So
once again, the address of the venue again?
116 George Street.
Lucky's Barbecue.
Lucky's Barbecue.
Awesome. Tell Tate that Gunner or Jamie says hello, because I remember him from back in the day, that sort of thing. Hey, man, thanks for hitching up with us. And I'm going to spin some music that I think should play Lucky's. And it won't be sad singer-songwriter guy wandering down James Street North with a guitar slung over his shoulder. Looking for love, kind of song.
Max, right?
We're the best.
Got it. Have a good day.
Here we are in the aftermath of last night. Bodies twisting in the light. It's been a while since I saw the morning from this light. Oh my God, what a sight. There ain't no hiding in this city, darling. Everyone here knows our names. They all got something they want to say. Oh.
bargained for. Won't you call my name? Call my name.
Talk is on the air, broadcasting 24/7 from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
You're listening to Steel City Music, and of course, I'm your host and Gunner, as some of the kids call me. My next guest is Paul Harris from Empty Hours. I haven't chatted with him in about over, well, I don't know, 2 years, just before COVID. Paul was a longstanding Hamiltonian. He played in and out of bands, and then later on started a band called Wisconsin, which I didn't rediscover until I found an old clip of the talk show that we used to, Mike Bullard Show. And I died laughing, like going, oh my God, he did Bullard. And there you go.
Not very well. Not very well at all.
Hey, Paul Harris from Empty Hours. Welcome to the show, sir. Yeah, Bullard, man. You were in the Wisconsin from back in the 90s. Did the Bullard Show, much like everyone else did.
Well, there's a funny story about the Mike Bullard Show because, again, I'd never been on national television for anything.
Right.
So it was a night that